This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Bicycle sharing programs have a lower carbon, high-tech urban vision. GPS-enabled bikes dock to solar-powered stations. However, one of the biggest day-to-day expenses for these systems is a fossil fuel-powered low-tech operation. Workers driving vans, dragging the bikes to where they're needed. Marketplace's Dan Weissman took a ride with these bike sorters for Chicago's Divvy system.
All right. We're going to go where the action is.
Caleb Ustry has been moving bikes around since Divvy started up about a year ago.
It's really cool when you're doing it and everyone's like, thanks guys, we love it.
This is a weekday evening shift.
Now it's 5. You're here at a good time for doing rush hour Monday through Friday. This is basically the same every day. I don't think that this changes as long as the temperature's warm.
Our first stop, a docking station in the city's financial district to drop a load of bikes.
People who work in those office buildings around there, they'll come out, they'll empty them out, and they'll take them to the train stations. Guys in business suits and stuff, they put on their helmets and they get over there. You can set your watch to it, and like in front of the stock exchange, that thing will empty out 3 times. This is one of the fun parts, riding down the ramp.
Now Caleb's empty, so it's over to the train station, where bikes come in faster than he can grab them and wedge them into the van.
Get about 2 more in there, maybe 3. Yeah, this is a great gig if you have OCD, which I do. So we always keep telling the bosses, like, hire guys with obsessive compulsive disorder. It works out great.
Caleb estimates that he'll touch more than 200 bikes before his shift ends. Mostly, he'll haul them away from the train station to restock hotspots like the financial district.
But at some point around 8, when it slows down, we stop going to pick up at the trains. We just sort of let them fill up. And then the morning guys come in at 6 a.m., and they do the exact opposite of what you and I are doing right now. They take bikes from a loop back to the train, fill it up.
When Divvy started, the bike haulers, Divvy calls them rebalancers, conferred from the field by text message to make sure they weren't all heading to the same spots at once. Now, a dispatcher tracks them from headquarters via GPS and sends out instructions.
Okay, this is us. Caleb, Franklin, and Arcade. It's funny because even though we have more stations and more people are using it, the system we're using now is working better than what we were doing last year.
So, even with 3,000 bikes, the system has only about a half dozen vans in the field at a time.
With 6 or 7 in the city during the week, we can get by okay. So we don't have to worry about the day where we're sitting in traffic like this and it's all Divvy vans, I guess is what I'm saying. That would be ultimately ironic, I imagine.
In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.